Hi, it's David Oakes. You've tuned into the Visionary Fundraising Podcast. Today, we're talking about infobesity, uncertainty, and fundraising. It's a great day for you to tune in. Glad you're here. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, say thank you, tell stories, and get happy all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the book, Visionary Fundraising, The Minor Touches Major Impact Fundraising Method. Stop chasing and start attracting the money you need. You can get my brand new book at Amazon.com. You can get the paperback, the digital, and the audio versions for $19.99. Or for you digital readers, you can click the link in the show notes and you can get it from me for $4.99. And that includes the audio version and some other bonuses. Get your book, Visionary Fundraising, today and leave the anxiety, frustration, and fear about fundraising behind you. As I record this podcast, the Federal Reserve has just decided to hold off on further interest rate hikes, but consumers are still feeling the pain of past hikes. Mortgage rates are at their highest in over 20 years, and inflation is at year-over-year highs. In explaining itself, the Fed acknowledged, quote, a long road ahead, unquote, signaling that they could raise rates once more this year. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank will proceed with caution. He said, quote, we've seen progress, but, unquote. His remarks fueled the feeling of uncertainty, and the stock market immediately tumbled. Earlier this year, three small to mid-sized U.S. banks failed, which led to a sharp drop in global bank stocks. Regulators acted fast to prevent a worldwide financial meltdown. The uncertainty still remains. Did we dodge the bullet, or is it yet to come? Pundits are divided. They are uncertain. In a very few days, the new fiscal year begins for the federal government here in the United States. Congress must enact either a continuing resolution or a regular appropriation for fiscal year 2024. Will there be another government shutdown? It is uncertain. Politically, it appears that Americans will choose between two senior citizens, both mired in legal controversy. Some say that the stock market doesn't care whether a Democrat or a Republican rules from the White House. What they hate is the uncertainty of who it will be. As we approach the year's end, uncertainty rules. There's an old saying, when times are good, donors give. When times are bad, donors give. But when times are uncertain, donors wait. Uncertainty makes people a little less responsive to your fundraising, and donors have ample reason to feel uncertain. Inflation, is it here to stay? High interest rates, the highest they've been in decades. Political turmoil of right and left politics. Global events, pandemics, natural disasters, geopolitical conflicts, social and culture wars, Bud Light, and more. Technological advances. Will AI destroy our world? Environmental concerns, climate change, media information overload. How do we know what and who to believe? All this results in donors suffering from infobesity, data deluge, information overwhelm, filter bubble, content fatigue, digital noise, information gluttony, clickbait culture, information pollution, information FOMO, and cognitive overload. Oh my gosh, my brain hurts from just saying all that. And all this produces one thing in abundance: uncertainty. This uncertainty has experts like Jeff Brooks writing posts like, "Is the sky falling on fundraising?" In times of uncertainty, people pull in, especially new donors and major donors. When times are good, donors give. When times are bad, donors give. But when times are uncertain, donors wait. What can fundraisers do? Number one, lean into your folks' pain. Lean into the pain that your donors are feeling. Acknowledge the situation we're all in. Talk about it. Don't ignore it. Follow the lead of the car industry. Watch the commercials on television from the car industry. They acknowledge that now that times are hard, people need cars that are affordable, reliable, and use less gas. Follow the lead of retailers who attract budget-conscious shoppers by offering discounts, promotions, and loyalty programs. Why? Because times are uncertain. Banks and financial institutions, they promote their services as tools for managing finances during uncertain times. And lastly, health and wellness companies act like them. They recognize the physical and emotional toll of difficult times, and they market their products for stress relief and well-being. Uncertainty in the culture causes donors to be a little less responsive to your appeals. When times are uncertain, people tend to pull in. Now, the most affected will be your major donors, your major gift folks, your high-impact donors, because most of their money is likely in the market. Their financial advisors, for years, they've been saying, please give away more money. You need to give away more money. But those advisors are singing a different song today. They're saying to their clients, please wait. If you're going to give, please wait. Many of your donors may have seen their retirement accounts slashed to half their former size. Suddenly, they are uncertain of their future. In your writing and appeals, acknowledge the situation we're in. Talk about it. Don't ignore it. Hear me when I tell you. You can make things worse if you don't acknowledge the current climate of uncertainty. Being real makes you relevant. For example, you might say, times are uncertain, but helping our kids has never mattered more than now. You can insert your mission or your beneficiary there. Times are uncertain, but helping women has never mattered more than now. Whoever your beneficiary is. Number one, just acknowledge the pain. And two, be bold. Be bold. As you acknowledge the uncertainty in the culture, continue to advocate for your beneficiaries. Look at the headlines that your donors are seeing today. Get in their mindset. Understand the mindset that those headlines are producing in their thinking. What are they fearing? Acknowledge it. And then go ahead and be bold to ask. Number three, continue to tell stories. The number one tool visionaries use to attract resources is storytelling. I just wrote a whole book just emphasizing so much of it, the power of storytelling. Have you put off regularly posting your beneficiary, your volunteer, and your donor stories? Get back on the stick. Remember to tell your stories from the inside out. Always publish your stories on your website first, then your email list, and only then will you share them to your social media profiles. And number four, and lastly, keep being thankful to your donors. Continue to be generous with your thank yous. Knowing how to say thank you excellently sets your organization apart from the pack. Here in uncertain times, that's what you want to do. While they are not considering giving to the majority of organizations, you want to set your organization apart from everybody else. And you'll do that by saying thank you excellently. The main reason donors stop giving to organizations is because they feel unappreciated. And as national studies suggest, the Bank of America studied it and they learned that very wealthy donors stop giving because they no longer feel connected. Adrian Sargent, the father of fundraising, says that the primary reason organizations have trouble thanking people is because they just don't think it's that important. Oh my God. OMG. Don't get me started. Of course, you will say thank you, but don't forget that stories are the currency that fundraisers collect in order to pay their donors for their giving. Keep saying thank you with your stories. All right, that's my show today. Infobesity, uncertainty, and fundraising. Don't forget, when times are good, donors give. When times are bad, donors give. But when times are uncertain, donors will wait. So while you're waiting, continue to be faithful and consistent. Tell lots of stories. Show lots of impact and continue to show up in your donor's world saying, times are uncertain, but we need you more than ever now. All right, that's my show for today. Glad you tuned in. Don't forget, get my book. Go to Amazon for $20. You can get any version that you want. Or if you're a digital reader, click the link in the show notes and I'll give it to you for $4.99, the digital version. Okay, until next time, this is David Oakes saying, don't forget who you are. You are a visionary on a path to leaving this world in a better place than how you found it. See you next time.